CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 11th of October 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Speak to young people during Jamboree on the air. Renewed NOVs for 146 to 147 MHz, 5 MHz newsletter available. Next weekend is the 58th Jamboree on the Air. It's the largest scouting event in the world, and in 2014, over 1.3 million scouts participated across 157 countries. In the UK, over 60 call signs have been registered for the event, with many radio clubs helping out. If you hear these stations on the air, please exchange greetings messages with the many young people who will be on the air. A full list of participating stations can be found on the JOTA website, http://jota.jota, and that's jota.info. Ofcom has agreed that full licence holders, including those with club or reciprocal licences, may continue to have temporary access to 146 to 147 megs for another 12 months when the existing NOVs expire on the 31st of October. A new NOV must be applied for via the RSGB website. One change on the new NOV is the exclusion of certain NGR squares is no longer an explicit restriction. Details of the latest 2015-2016 version can be found on the RSGB website. The 14th edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available for free download in PDF format from http://tinyurl.com/OCKN2EA, and it can also be found on the RSGB 5 MHz page. The 5th birthday edition includes news on the CEPT European Common Proposal for an amateur 5 MHz secondary allocation for WRC-15 allocations in Hungary, Oman, the Netherlands and Honduras, and a pyramid antenna for 5 MHz. Due to unforeseeable circumstances, the 40-metre GB2RS news reading from Germany will not take place on Sunday the 18th of October. Readings will be back to normal on the 25th. An international space station contact is planned for a school in Washington, USA, on the 14th of October at 1941 UTC, and signals from the ISS will be audible in Europe. This will be a telebridge contact between OR4ISS and IK1SLD. Some of the questions they're hoping to ask include, are you allowed to have pets in space? Is time different in space, and if so, by how much? And what happens if you become ill in space? The dates for SOS Radio Week 2016 have been announced. It'll start at 0000 on the 23rd of January and end at 23:59 on the 31st of January to coincide with the RNLI's own SOS Day on the last Friday of January. This year's event will follow a new format too. As usual, all radio amateurs, all amateur radio stations, individual and clubs, are invited to take part, but instead of making it predominantly a fundraising event, it'll be a celebration. Participants are still encouraged to raise money, of course, for the RNLI during the event, but the aim is to encourage as many stations on the air simply to promote the work of the brave crews that selflessly go out and save lives at sea, often in the most appalling weather conditions. For further details and to register your intention to operate a special event station during the event, visit www.sosradioweek.org.uk. The results of the IARU Region 1 50-70 meg contest have been released. In the multi 50 megs entry, G8T came second out of 79 entries, and GM4ZUK portable and G8XVJ portable were third and seventh respectively out of 459 entries in the 50 MHz single entry. Congratulations to all. The G8T is what it says, that must be correct. The RSG board has set up a small working group led by Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, to review the current book publication strategy. The group would be pleased to hear from anyone with a background in publishing via publications at rsgb.org.uk. Latest edition of Radcom Basics is now available to RSGB members. Look out for articles on PSK31, Work the World with Low Power, What is Amateur Television, How to Use an SDR Dongle as a VHF-UHF Receiver, and Make the Most of 15 Meters. To download your copy, go to the Publications section of the RSGB website. The RSGB has two vacancies for trustees to administer the RSGB HFD Expedition Fund, which has been running for many years, to provide financial support for groups running HFD expeditions of interest to stations in the British Isles. Its funds come mostly from the proceeds of the raffle for the generously donated prizes at the RSGB convention, but individual legacies and donations are also received. Expressions of interest and further information can be obtained from the RSGB President, John G3WKL, by email, g3wkl@rsgb.org.uk. Details of rallies and events. Today the 11th is the final day of the RSGB convention at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes, MK76BZ. The principal sponsor for the event is Martin Lynch & Son, to whom the Society would like to pass their thanks. Details www.rsgb.org/convention. Also today the 11th, the Hack Green Bunker Rally at his Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. There will be electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. Details from Lucy, 01270 623 353. Next weekend, the 17th, the North Wakefield Radio Club Rally will be held in Middleton Leisure Centre, Middleton Ring Road, Middleton in Leeds, LS10-4AX, table £6, bring your own 12 with club tables. There'll be a bring and buy and refreshment available. Details from Tony G0JVI, 07740003159. Next Sunday the 18th, the Gallow Shields and District ARS Radio and Computer Rally will be held in the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gallow Shields, TD13JX, doors open 11:30, disabled visitors 15 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stands at bring and buy and refreshments. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now. West Kent ARS will run a Jota station from 12 noon to 4 p.m. on the 17th, supporting the 4th Sevenoaks Scout Group. They will have HF and VHF stations from postcode TN145BX in Sevenoaks. GB2COS will be operating a Jota station from the 16th to the 18th of October from the Sestrian Scout Group HQ at Vickers Cross, Chester, CH35LP. They'll be active on HF bands, VHF, UHF, IRLP, D-Star and Echolink. Scouts, Club, Cubs, Beavers, Guides, Brownies and Rainbows are all welcome to join them, as are leaders and members of the public who may be interested. The Lord Mayor of the City of Chester will be visiting the station on the Saturday afternoon to lend support. OT4CLM will be on the air to commemorate the Canadian Liberation March, a 33-kilometre march that the Canadian troops did to liberate the town of Knock in 1944. The event takes place from the 15th of October to the 14th of November. GB5HDS will be on the air between the 16th and 18th, run by Harlow and District ARS, for Harlow District Scouts from their clubhouse. Local Scouts, Cubs and Guides invited to attend. Jota Station GB0PSG will be active from the 3rd Prestatyn Scout Group on the 16th to the 18th of October from the Jubilee Community Centre Prestatyn. Thurrock Acorns ARC is supporting two stations for Jota, GB1TDS in Grays, Essex and GB2DDS in Corringham, Essex on the 17th and 18th of October. GB0RWC will be on the air for the Rugby World Cup on the 12th to the 15th of October from Cray Valley RS in Eltham, postcode SE92SD, then from the 16th to the 18th of October from Barry ARS at South Road, Sully, CF645SP. DX News now, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. The TX3X Chesterfield Island, the expedition will continue until the 12th of October. The 12-member TX3X team hopes to log 80,000 to 100,000 contacts before they leave the island. Chesterfield Island is number 21 on Club Log's DXCC Most Wanted list. John W5JON will be spending a month in his retirement home on St. Kitts in the Caribbean from the 6th of October. He'll use his V47JA call sign and prefers to confirm QSOs by way of Logbook of the World. Ulrich DL2AH will be on the air as NH0 stroke call sign from Rota Island, that's OCO86, in the Mariana Islands until the 16th of October. This will be followed by him activating V63AH from Yap Island in Micronesia from the 18th of October to the 10th of November. QSLs for both DL2AH. Bill W4WV, Keith K4KDY and Jim KG9LB are at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba until the 23rd using call signs KG4WV, KG4DY and KG4AW QSL home calls. JK4ZLE will be active as 5X2A from Uganda until the 19th of October. He'll be operating CW possibly. Some Ritty, 40 to 17 metres in his limited spare time. Something like 0300 to 0500 UTC and 0800 to 2000 UTC. QSL, K4ZLE and Logbook of the World. Contest news now. On Tuesday the 13th, the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes the exchange as the usual signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the CW leg of the 80-metre club sprint running from 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is simple, the serial number and your name. The first contest of the 2015-16 Super League Series takes place on the morning of Sunday the 18th. The 50 MHz AFS runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC and, using all modes, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. The World All German contest runs from 1500 UTC on the 17th to 1500 UTC on the 18th. You can use CW or SSB, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, although single operator stations can enter CW only or mixed mode. Working German stations only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. The sun severely disrupted the HF bands again this week. A high-speed solar wind stream with the south-facing BZ magnetic component continued to interact strongly with the Earth's magnetic field. Strong G3-level geomagnetic storming was observed at high latitudes and the K-index hit 7 on Wednesday evening. There were long periods on Wednesday and Thursday where it sat stubbornly at 5 or more. The net result was a very depleted F2 ionospheric layer. At noon on Wednesday, the critical frequency as measured by the Chiltern ionosonde was just 3.7 megs, indicating a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometre path of only 15 megahertz. The good news is that this means there are going to be good conditions to look for auroral propagation on the higher HF and VHF bands. Further storming may remain possible during the next week due to ongoing coronal holes. Sky watchers should be alert for visible auroral displays once it's dark. With the solar flux index at more than 130, if the geomagnetic storming decreases, there's a chance of decent DX if and when the F2 layer recovers. VHF and up-propagation, the autumn months of October and November, are often a good time to expect tropo lifts due to the presence of areas of high pressure at this time of year. These can be slow-moving and provide several days of enhanced conditions on VHF, UHF and microwave bands. The indications are that we may have a large high over Scandinavia for most of the coming week, extending a ridge towards the UK and down past Spain to the Azores. This again could bring lift conditions to many parts of Britain, favouring east-west paths across the North Sea to southern Scandinavia and the Baltic states, with a secondary option southwards past western France to northwest Spain and the Canaries. There is a possibility that the North Sea path may not quite last to the end of the week, though, as low pressure reaches northern Scandinavia by Friday. There are no major meteor showers this week, so continue to look for the best random meteor scatter QSO opportunities in the early mornings as the Earth's rotation and orbital path combine to sweep up the maximum number of meteoric particles. The moon reaches apogee today and a declination goes negative, meaning shorter but daylight moon windows with high losses in the coming week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.